But anyway, Attorney Francis, thanks for being here on the Madison Show, and good morning. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you, Joe? And thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, let's get – I mean, what should we know? I know it's a process, and, you know, I'm always a little reluctant to put pressure on judges because you never know when you might have to appear before one of them.
Right. You gotta watch that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he says, oh, I remember you. But but we did, and, you know, and respectfully – what's the process here? Why the, and I'm not saying it's a deliberate delay, or is it a deliberate delay? You tell me.
No, Joe, no, there's no deliberate delay at all. I think, you know, and I understand that every farmer's story is personal to them, and they understand their situation, and we're certainly sensitive to that and understand that. That's why we got involved in this case and try to get justice for them. But we got to understand that we're talking about evaluating you know, over 30,000 claims for information with regard to the farming operation and what evidence they have of discrimination and whatnot. And we want to make sure that we have given the neutrals, the neutral parties in this case, the retired judges and skilled lawyers and this type of dispute resolution, the opportunity to look at these claims. And in those instances where they deem there may be more information that the claimant just left out at the time, that they need more information in order to make a decision, to ensure they, you know, that we've given them that time. And we're, Joe, what I can tell you, what I can tell your listeners, what I tell the farmers, is we're near the very end, but we want to get this right. We want to get this right. You know, this is a limited fund case, but we want to make sure that those who have legitimate claims are paid, but only those folks are paid because, you know, to pay someone who is not, you know, it doesn't have a legitimate claim would take away from a rightful farmer. We want to make sure that justice is right.
All right, because that money, if a person doesn't have a legitimate claim and they end up getting $18,000 or $20,000, that's money that could, in essence, be distributed among the legitimate.
Right, exactly.
Claimants.
Exactly. And that's why we want to make sure that we get this process right, that we've given the neutrals a chance to look at all the information and gather all the information that they need in order to make, you know, right and just decisions in this case. We understand. I know it's been a long time coming. We understand that. We hear the farmers. We hear you, Joe. We hear your listeners. And I just want to assure you and all your listeners, you know, we as the lawyers involved in this case and all the parties, the judge has an eye on this case. The judge is paying attention to this case. We all have an interest in trying to get the farmers paid as soon as possible. But it's in no one's interest to rush the process right here at the very end.
All right. So you're comfortable that the judge is moving expeditiously?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. But you understand, I guess, John Boyd's position.
I understand Mr. Boyd's position. You know, Mr. Boyd, who's been, you know, very involved in this case, but he's not really been involved in this process in terms of you know, monitoring and making sure that the claims are complete, that where they're not complete, that they're sent back and the claimants are given an opportunity to send back more information.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time delay involved in that, and then, you know, having the neutrals process it through. So it's you know, it's a process, and it, you know, we're right near the very end. And while I know that everyone, you know, it's planting season,
and I know
that, you know, these farmers could use this money to get
right
to get the operation going, but we're right near the very end, and I just would ask everyone's, you know, just indulgence, a little bit of patience here at the very end,
okay,
for us to get it right.
What is the I don't know if this is the right term. Correct me if I'm not using, but what is the final date or the drop dead date? Is there a time limit here, a time frame?
No, there is no time frame or time limit, so to speak. You know, it's when they're done judging the claims. But like I said, you know, because we've now been through the process for, you know, the vast majority of the claimants. But again, you know, you can't really make any decisions in the end until they're all done, until every single one is done. And then you can start making determinations of, you know, how the money would be split up and how much the farmers would get.
Okay.
Ultimately.
And this is usual? I mean, that usually there's no time frame?
The time frame in order to judge the claims, no. They're, you know, these are in large class actions like this, there are, you know, a multiplicity of issues that could come up. So there's usually not a time frame unless that's something negotiated as part of the settlement.
Wow. And now when we talked with John Boyd here, one of the things he was under the impression that the real holdup or the issue was that the judge had to determine what the lawyer's fee would be, that it was somewhere between 3% and 7%, I think he said.
Right. Well, the judge does have that. That is an issue that is pending before the judge.
But okay.
That's not holding up the process at all. Once the judge makes that determination, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this too. Once that judge makes that determination, that's just a number that will be plugged into the formula. But the lawyers will not be paid before the claimants are paid. The claimants will be paid first because that's what this case is about.
All right. So the question is the fee. I know that answer to that. The fee comes, your fee or the lawyer's fees comes from the claim.
Right, right. There's one.
The
fund.
Settlement, I should say, comes from the settlement.
Right. There's one fund. There's one fund of money.
Yeah, everything. One fund of money. So the lawyer's fee comes from that pot as well as the claimants but the claimants get paid first.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. And the judge does determine the percentage, but that's not what's holding up the settlements.
No, that's not what's holding up the settlement. No, not at all.
All right. What's holding up the settlements is that you've got 30, 20, 30,000, and you've got to make sure they're legitimate.
Right, right, right. And, you know, more than 30,000 claims have been submitted, and, you know, the neutrals are going to make a decision on that, you know, as to who prevails and who does not. But like I said, we're right near the very end of that process. And then, mm-hmm. you know, there are a couple more administrative steps we have to go through, but yeah. We're right near the end of the process.
So when, all right, this is my final question, I think. I should never say that, but when you say we're right near, are we a few months? Are we a year? How far? What is near?
Now, Joe, you're not going to get me on that one. what I can tell you is the voices of you, John Boyd, of your listeners, of the farmers, has definitely been heard. And what I want to assure you and your listeners and all the farmers, farm organizations are, we're doing everything we can to finish this process as quickly as possible, but just to make sure we get it right. We're right near the very end. If I started committing some type of time,
Dave, you might get stuck with that time.
Yeah, I'd get stuck with that time.
And then I'll have you back on asking what happened to that time frame.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We'd be replaying this interview, you know, and
yeah, I would be. Yeah, you're right. I would.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's very honest and straight up with it, you know, because there's so much. I mean, there's so many rumors out here with it. You know, like, for example, one of the reasons we had John on was because the rumor is out the president didn't do all he could. And we found out that was rumor that wasn't true. And then I just want to make sure all sides get heard on this.
Right, right. No, that's certainly not true. And, you know, this case has been fraught with that, Joe. You know, just rumors after rumors and people attempted to take advantage of black farmers. But what I can tell you that I was definitely encouraged by, and this is one of the reasons that, you know, on a more personal level that I'm committed to, and we are committed to getting this case done. There are a number of very elderly farmers that came in that, you know, sometimes assisted by their children, but proud people who just wanted their voice to be heard.
Well, that's what that was being brought up, that some of these guys are on their last leg, or some of these folk farmers, guys or women. But is there anything farmers can do, or is all the paperwork in? Everything's in.
There are a few with some paperwork out there, and I would certainly encourage them to get that in. But it's very few, and at this point, the best thing we can do is just a little patience here. Let the process work its way out. We're right near the end of the process, but your voice has definitely been heard, Joe.
All right. Okay.
Definitely been heard. We hear you.
All right. We'll stay on top of it, and I guess it'll be a happy day for all when they get their checks.
Right.
You
right,
know,
right.
That's the most important thing, and we can put this issue to rest because it has been one long battle for everybody. Attorney Greg Francis, thanks for coming on the Madison Show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, then. Okay.